The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We don't talk about politics too much. Every now and then we'll talk about something happening in that's positive to hunters or negative to hunters or fishermen in the General Assembly or around the country. And we'll make note of that. But in general, we stick to the topic of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We like to bring back, you know, memories of times going by, fishing with Dad, you know, hunting with Grandpa, that type of thing. And, we like to talk about eating stuff, too. You know, got any wild game recipes, this is the place to share them. Also, got something the other day, and I'll have to go and look for that flyer, but the folks for the National Outdoor Show, you know, we go there and we promote that every year. They're having they're selecting recipes for their 80th anniversary of the National Outdoor Show cookbook. So I'll give you some contact information for that here soon, too. But, yeah, we're looking forward to a good show, and we're giving away some fishing tackle today. Today's the last day you can enter to win the bass fishing package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim. Tim's been under the weather a little bit, but he's going to try and make it here to select the winner. And the way that works is you call station here, WCBM 680 410-922-6680. You leave your first and last name with Aaron, our call screener slash producer, or producer slash call screener, podcast manager, all around good guy. Morning, Aaron.
Good morning, everybody.
How you doing?
Can't complain one bit.
I'm glad to hear that. So you leave your name and number with him. He puts it on a piece of paper. The end of the day, the end of the month, like today, everybody gets a number assigned to their name. A total amount of numbers gets entered into the random number generator. The random number generator spins. Tackle Box Tim takes care of that. Gives me the number. The number names corresponding to the number is the winner. How about that? Morning, John B. Week was good. Busy. we are wrapping up the layout for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly this week. It's been a busy week. As always, my weeks are always busy, folks. I mean, you know, they're going to settle down a little bit now, but this Hunting Quarterly, there's 115 advertisers or something like that in the quarterly, and biggest Hunting Quarterly we've put out yet, 72 pages plus a cover. It'll be a great guidebook for the outdoors for, you know, people that are cut deer, a taxidermist, and gun shops and archery shops, and we've got some new folks too, some pretty prominent people that are coming on board, and we're happy to have them. So you know, you get one whatever region you are in the state, whether you're in Western Maryland, Central Maryland, Southern Maryland, Lower Shore, Upper Shore, Mid Shore, Delaware, even a little bit in Pennsylvania, you'll have some places to go where you can shop and select what you need for hunting. So very proud of that. A lot of work, so, but we're getting there, and hopefully that'll go to the printers this coming week, early in the week, and we'll get her back first week of August. So good for hunters, good for hunting season's right around the corner. But right now let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Alan, how you all doing?
I'm good, buddy. How about you?
Yeah, okay. Still staying up, looking down to the grass. So.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
So, Yep. You sound pretty good today there, Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to hear that. So, is it raining in Chestertown right now?
I don't know. I haven't stuck my head out yet.
Okay, well.
I went
to leave the dogs out, and they all hesitated like they normally do when it's raining out there. So it is raining, light rain here in Easton right now. So, you know, supposed to last till, I don't know, 7 maybe, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But nicer temperatures today, high of 80, so that's a good thing. The 9900 degree days, I think, are behind us, hopefully, at least for this week. Probably won't be back till the first day of archery season in September.
Mm.
That's when they come back. Yeah. But the high for this week is 86, and that's on Friday. So rain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So, yeah. I think we've got a storm down south. I can't remember the name of the tropical storm that's hitting the Gulf Coast right now, but the Gulf of America. But, yeah, that will affect the price of crabs when Louisiana gets hit the way it's getting hit now. And that's where we import a lot of crabs from. And when Louisiana crabbers can't get out, or Louisiana crabbers can't get out, prices will go up a little bit, so we'll see how that works. So, yep. So, you got anything planned for the upcoming weeks here?
Not that I know of, at this point.
Okay, well, let us know if you're out there doing anything. We'll see what we can do. So, you have a good week, buddy.
You too.
All right. Thanks, Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to you next time. All right, man. There he goes. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's where we're at. So I've got an article here and explains it, but I was putting together the waterfowl seasons. And, you know, if you read them online, you read them in a book, it's one thing. But
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, that was interesting because I had no idea I was off the air, and Aaron couldn't tell me. So apparently we were gone for a little bit there. I started talking about waterfowl seasons. But Aaron, since we're in the middle of it, since you did start the break, let's continue with the first break, and then we'll take it from there. How's that sound? Oh, yeah, we didn't have anybody on the line at the moment, did we? So we're good. Sorry, folks. Hey, you know, the Sportsman Expo, sponsored by Maryland Fur Trappers, July 31st and August 1st at the Washington County Ag Center at 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. That's taking place. There's no charge to attend this event. Learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl, turkeys, or predators, set a trap line, or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all here. On Friday, the grounds open at 8 a.m. Dealers are there with firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supply. And features of day one include a kids' corner, expert trapping demos. You ride along to set up live trap line. Yep, a live trap line, real traps, get trapping real critters. At 6 p.m., there's Crab Feast and live music. The Crab Feast tickets are on sale online at MarylandFurTrappers.org. Now, that's this coming Friday, remember. So MarylandFurTrappers.org. On Saturday, 7:30 in the morning, you ride along to check the trap line. Predator calling demonstrations take place live. Duck, goose, and turkey calling techniques, live and silent auctions, a chicken dinner auction, and raffles and games, and gun giveaways, too. Bucks, bears, stags, measures will be on hand to score your Maryland trophies from 10 till 3. So in Central Maryland, if you're hearing my voice, you have a nice buck, a bear, or a sicker stag to measure, and we have some folks signed up already. They'll be there to measure. So we'll see you on Friday, July 31st and August 1st at the Sportsman Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers. Now, our friends at Backyard Billy's, they're enjoying this cooler weather because it puts people in mind of cooler weather to come. It's not that far away. You know, it's blazing hot out there. And you're out there looking at the outdoor furniture and you're figuring out where to put your shed in your yard and your greenhouse. And, you know, they've got all that. They've got the pergolas and the gazebos. They've got the kids' gym sets. They must have five or six different gym sets out there. Dog kennels, chicken coops. Anything for your backyard, Backyard Billy's got it, and they got it on display in Backyard Billy's backyard. That's true. And then when you walk in the showroom, you see the barbecue grills by Big Green Egg, and walk behind the barbecue grills, and you can see the complete selection and lineup. I mean, there's 15 of them, different gas fireplace inserts, wood fireplace inserts, pellet fireplace inserts, even electric fireplace inserts, electric flame walls, and they've got the freestanding wood and pellet stoves too, in a lot of different designs. And now's the time, because you know it's time to start talking about installation dates for the upcoming cold winter. So you can do that right now. Visit BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50. That's exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Hey, if it's heat you want, yeah, I know. Summertime. Alan, what are you, crazy? No, I'm just planning ahead. Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2020. For Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds, zoom flukes, blue yacht crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
There you go, weapons of mass destruction, and we're back. How about that after our first break? So I was talking about waterfowl seasons, and I was reading what both states, Maryland and Delaware, the two closest states, have to say. And both of them said pretty much the same thing. Check back in September for the final season dates and bag limits. Well, you know, mourning doves are migratory birds, too, and resident geese are not, so they can set the resident goose season without federal guidelines, but they can't set the migratory birds. So I think that's right. Migratory birds are up in the air. I mean, the guides can't establish their dates and everything else because the way the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has recrafted its research and everything else. So, you know, I was talking to somebody more knowledgeable than me, and they said in 2024, the calculation was messed up, 84,000 mating pairs. That's why we had a 30-day and one goose season based on the number of mating pairs. Come back a year later and said 160,000 mated pairs are breeding, and that's why the proposals for 45 days and two geese. And they admitted, they came out in a statement and said, you know, our numbers were messed up. And so they, you know, it's a numbers game, basically a numbers game. But every flyway in the United States is held up right now because of the way things were done here and the way the seasons were placed or not placed on the Federal Register. So the Federal Register is the official deal. You have to have your, you know, proposals on there. Well, they were late getting them on there. Nobody seems to know why. But it's blamed on, you know, short staff. A lot of people took the buyout and retired, and, you know, things went sideways a little bit. And, you know, whatever the real reason is, I'm not sure we'll know, but the people in U.S. Fish and Wildlife know. Cost cutting, whatever it might be. So finally, the proposals went on the Federal Register late, which means you have to open up a public comment period late, which means that's going to run, the closures of that is, you know, it's 30 days, so it's going to run late into August. And, you know, every state has to put their hunting regulations out by the 1st of July, and you don't have a final yet, so you put your proposals out there, and then you put a disclaimer on it. And Maryland says season dates and bag limits for 2026-2027 are contingent upon approval from the United States Fish and Wildlife Service. Please check back the Maryland DNR website in September for final season dates and bag limits. Delaware says disclaimer. Season dates and bag limits are contingent upon approval from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Please check, and then they give the actual website in September for this final season dates and bag limits. So, potentially, we have the potential possibility of not having dove season open on September 1st. That's just the traditional opener. So, we'll see. You know, we'll see. So it's play by ear, and I'll let everybody know here as I find out, you know, what's out there, what's going on. So let's see. September 1st is a Tuesday. September 1st is a Tuesday, and Labor Day is late this year. Labor Day is the 7th, which makes the first Friday after Labor Day the 11th, which is the start of the Maryland bow season. It's always the first Friday after Labor Day. Why it isn't September 1st? I don't know. Delaware is. So it's an interesting dynamic the way that season was set up. And there's a little bit behind the scenes on that story. Maryland Bowhunter Society were lobbying for September 1st. Compromise was reached. First Friday after Labor Day. Why? Who knows? Who knows? So that's where we are in migratory season. Any phone calls here to 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We'll get screened by Aaron and passed on to me. So now is the time to talk. That's for sure. I know it's summer. I know it's hot. If you're going fishing, give me a call. Nobody's getting in the duck blind early this morning. Nobody's getting in the deer stand. Nobody's getting in the goose pit. I get it. But maybe you're in your boat. Maybe you're going crabbing. Maybe you're going fishing. I'd love to hear from you. That phone number, 410-922-6680. Last night, I was working on a layout for the magazine, and I got a little signal that I got an email. So I looked it up, and it was like 1046. Why am I getting an email from the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation in Washington? Well, very good news. The Congressional Sportsman's Foundation celebrates the defeat of Oregon Extreme Anti-Hunting and Fishing Ballot Initiative. See, to get on the ballot, you have to have a lot of signatures on your petition. So the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation today celebrated the failure of Oregon's initial, what am I saying, Oregon, yeah, the state, Initiative Petition 28, the so-called People for the Elimination of Animal Cruelty Exemptions. That's what they named it. The PEACE Act, the Peace Act. Let me read it again. People for the Elimination of Animal Cruelty Exemptions. After the Oregon Secretary of State's Elections Division announced the measure failed to gather enough valid signatures to qualify for the November 3rd, 2026 general election ballot. That is something to celebrate. The Elections Division determined the petition contained 104,262 valid signatures, well short of the number required to qualify for the ballot. So they put these signatures through the validation system, validation test. They check them all. About, I think, I don't know, 20% of them the first time through weren't valid. So they said, okay, if it exceeds this percentage that are, you know, invalid signatures, we got to go to the second level. They ran it through the second level, and obviously there weren't enough signatures to qualify for a ballot initiative in Oregon. So the announcement marks the latest victory in CSF's long-standing effort to defeat repeated attempts to criminalize hunting, fishing, trapping, livestock production, and other lawful wildlife management and agriculture practices in Oregon. For years, CSF has worked alongside state and national partners to oppose multiple versions of these extreme proposals by educating policymakers, mobilizing stakeholders, and providing factual analysis on the devastating consequences such measures would have for fish and wildlife conservation, rural communities, and American sporting traditions. So, without hunting and fishing, there is a lot of funding that would go away to protect wildlife and fisheries. That's for sure. You have to just do a little research on the American system of conservation funding. It's based on excise taxes on fishing tackle and hunting gear and ammunition and boat motor fuels and things like that. It's a great system. It's been working for almost 100 years, and it continues to work. So, briefly, I'll try to be brief. Manufacturers voluntarily pay a 11% excise tax on guns, ammunition, archery tackle for hunting, fishing tackle, boat motor fuel for fishing. The 11% excise tax flows from the manufacturer to the IRS. it is put into a fund. At the end of the policy year or whatever it might be, the fund is divided among the states, all 50 states, into two separate funds, one for wildlife, one for fisheries. And it used to be called Wallop-Brough and Pittman-Roberts, and now it's Sport Fish Restoration and the Wildlife Restoration Fund. And the states, based on certain criteria, including license sales, receive a rebate from the IRS through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for fisheries management and wildlife management. Okay? So if you look up Pittman-Robertson, Wallop-Brough, Wildlife Restoration, Fisheries Restoration, you'll find out how that whole system works. And I think anybody that charges at least $5 for a hunting license or a fishing license gets that money rebated, I think, three times or something like that. Whatever it is, it's millions, millions of dollars. And that's where wildlife management, that's where fisheries management goes. That's where the funding goes. It can't go anywhere else. It can't go in the general fund. It has to go for designated things. And every now and then, if you know, somebody oversteps, and I think Maryland has a couple times with things that weren't authorized to be purchased or things were not authorized to be the funding to be used for, they get spanked. I think I remember it was recreational vehicles or something like that that DNR bought in Maryland some time back. And the you can look up the U.S. Fish and Wildlife audit Maryland and see how that all worked. But that's how some millions of dollars in wildlife research is done. So saying all that, if Oregon stops fishing and hunting, all that revenue that they would have received for wildlife and fisheries management, and Oregon's a big state with a lot of diverse wildlife and fisheries, that'd be gone. That would be gone. So that's why the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation gets involved in that type of stuff. So anyway, oh my goodness, there's Lee Hale. He's sending me pictures. How about that? That's a nice buck, Lee. Woo! That's a nice one, boy. Had to run across him somewhere, didn't you? There's a couple. Huh. Yeah, man. I haven't seen the buck on camera. I've got to put some minerals out. I got to do that this weekend. I'm using the Welsh Mountain, used to be Stolzfus Mineral Supply, using their new product called Rack RX 365, and the deer are really hitting it. They really love it. So bucks and does and fawns. So, we go from Oregon saying there's not enough signatures to put this on the ballot. Big victory for anglers and hunters in Oregon. So, I don't know. I've been talking a lot, folks. I need someone to talk to. 410-922-6680 would be our phone number. Love to hear from you. Get in on a fishing tackle contest. That's another nice one, Lee. Yeah. Lee is sending me videos and pictures of some giant deer that he's apparently familiar with on his property there and wherever he lives. I know it's Baltimore County somewhere. Got a question from a listener the other day who wants to hunt on one of the reservoir properties. Wanted to know if he could take his boat and go hunting if he didn't shoot from his boat on reservoir property. And the city does not allow that. You cannot take your boat on, for example, Pretty Boy to access some of the wild lands of Pretty Boy and beach your boat. You're not particularly allowed to beach your boat on the reservoirs. For lunch, come on. Don't write me up for lunch, but or go to the bathroom, please. But if you're beaching your boat and you're going in there and hunt for, a couple hours, I can see where they would be concerned. So hold on, folks. Oh, first gulp of coffee. Oh, my goodness. That was really good. I had I delivered some crab magazines to Madonna Seafood the other day. And I had a minute, so I stopped for lunch, had a nice soft crab sandwich, and I didn't call my cousin, no, because I didn't know how long I was going to be there, and I had other places to be and other places to go. So I just did what I thought was a quick lunch. I mean, it wasn't, you know, I guess shrimp salad or something would have been quicker, but soft crab was pretty darn good. So, and they had them in the case, and it really looked nice. So, anyway, can you tell I'm rambling? I'm sure you can. What time is it? Time for our second break. All right. Let's see. Spurry's Tire Service. Love those guys. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, is just off Route 15 Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. Now, CFNA financing is the Bridgestone-Firestone financing plan. You can apply right there in the shop when you get your tires. Pay for your tires over time. I think my third or fourth tire payment is going out in August, and you remember when I got my tires, so I'm very, very proud and happy to have that financing system spread the payments out a little bit too. Set of four tires, you know, can be. But anyway, Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors, the biggest farm machinery. They have a farm machinery division that goes out and does nothing but takes care of tires in the entire Eastern Shore, Delmarva really, and even, you know, up into Pennsylvania. Cross the bridge if you need it, just call them. If you own any type of trailer or ATV or UTV, Spurry's has the tires, and Spurry's offers tire repair and full. You know, they probably put more tires on more trailers than anybody on the East Coast. It's unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. Utility trailers, landscape trailers, boat trailers, they got the tires for all of them. Spurry's offers tire repair, sometimes on the spot. Ask my buddy Chuck or Tackle Box Tim. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. And Spurry's Farm Service team, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. And, you know, by the way, if you see Mike Spurry out and about, you see him in the shop, you see him around town, say hi to Mike. Say, hey, Mike, heard about your Spurry's Tire Service on the radio. So I would appreciate that. And he'll appreciate it. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, or give Spurry's Tire Service in Easton a call at 410-822-7384. Visit the website spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384. And that's for Spurry's Tire Service. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Hey, speaking of crabs, Clyde Sport Shop has anything and everything for crabbing. Fishing, too, but let's talk about crabbing. They've got the Pasadena-style crab traps. Closed top, open top. They've got the baskets and lids and all the accessories, the measures, the tongs, the gloves, the crab mallets, a large selection of nets, cloth and wire crab nets, cloth and wire crab rings, trot lines. They've got the line if you want to make your own. They've got the supplies if you want to build your own. They even have a 1,000-foot trot line's already rigged, that's for sure. Aluminum steamers, 20 to 50 quart, and they have their own crab seasoning, Clyde Sports Shop. Don't forget crab bait. They've got the salted eel, they got the chicken necks, and I'm pretty sure they have clams, but I'm not sure. But anyway, Clyde Sports Shop, you have to call them. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Baltimore, Maryland, 21227, just off Beltway exit number 9. Been around since 1957, 410-242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Why not stop by for crabbing and fishing gear? And hunting season's coming up. They've got the licenses, they've got the firearms, a full-line Browning dealer, and they can help you out with anything for fishing and hunting. Great place to shop, friendly service, and, independently owned. We love it, and you will too. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Hey, speaking of a good old boy, here's Mike from Pennsylvania. How you doing, Mike?
Good morning, Alan.
You didn't like that description?
Yeah, good old boys, you're right.
Yeah, man.
You know, we don't talk about politics, but we talk about government. And I told you the other week about the last deer that was killed in Pennsylvania.
Yes, you did. Yep.
And we've seen the switch from, and of course, now there's deer in Pennsylvania and in Maryland. Not because of government, but because of the sportsmen's clubs. It used to be, I was in high school in 1956. We would have Pennsylvania Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs meetings at the Waynesboro Fish and Game.
Right.
It was standing room only. And the Federation ran the game commission.
Right.
And
that's right. Listen, when I was a kid, I'm going back almost 50 years for the Berlin Sportsmen's Association. I paid a $5 membership fee, and I think part of that went to join the statewide federation. So every sportsman's club, every dues payer had money that went into that federation. So, yeah, I'm very familiar with what you're talking about.
Yeah, government took over.
Yep.
Sportsman's, the federation is defunct.
Yep.
There's still a meeting in Adams County monthly, but nothing in Franklin County anymore.
Right.
And I read in our little local paper that Tawnytown, our lovely little town of Tawnytown, has a little pond. I don't know if you knew where it was or not. I don't know where that is.
Okay.
But they've got a problem down there with snapping turtles.
Okay.
They're eating the fish.
Yeah. Can't catch them in Maryland. Not allowed to catch them.
You know what they did?
What they did?
They hired people to get them and catch them and relocate them.
Oh, good grief.
When we were kids, I remember in Waynesboro, back in the 50s, some boys caught a 30-some pound snapping turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And it made news.
Oh, sure.
And we ate the damn things.
Yep. Yep. Now, back to boyhood, when I was 6 years old, my dad became administrator of the Valley View Nursing Home in Altoona, Blair County. And one of his employees who worked at the men's dorm in the basement, his name was Dorse Merritts. And Dorse loved to go catch snapping turtles. I mean, he'd use a set line in the rivers or ponds or wherever, and he would bring ginormous snapping turtles in. I mean, wash tub size bad boys. And he'd tie them on the leg of one of the tables in the entrance to the men's dorm. And employees would have them with them in the nursing home. Imagine that nowadays, right? And, you know, the employees would come down, they'd look at it, and my dad said, come down, here's them. Would get down, and there's this big old giant turtle, you know, tied to the leg of a table in the men's dorm. And old Dorsey was happy, he was proud, and I'm sure he ate them. I mean, I have no doubt. I mean, first deer meat I ever tasted, one of the employees, Jack, what was his name? Jack, I do remember Jack. He used the nursing home kitchen and was frying up some deer tenderloin. You know, on his shift, he's sitting there at night frying up deer meat. You want some? Sure, I'll try. So, growing up was great. It really was, you know. So, ever hear of Harold's Gun Shop?
Oh, sure. I know Bob very well.
You know Bob. How about George?
I mean George.
Yeah.
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 Of course. I know him very well.
No, I figured you did. Yeah. I was in there the other day. He used to be a customer back in late 70s, early 80s when I was running that area for Fish Finder magazine. And I stopped by the other day. George, I guess he had some back surgery or something, but 84 years old. He's in the shop every week still.
Yep. So. Yep. Then you know about Ray Good, G-O-O-D-E, lived down in Thurmont.
Built. I've heard the name. Yep, heard the name.
I've got a 4570 he built.
No kidding. Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
And there we go talking about government again with these straight wall cases. you can load up a 4570 to a 458 Winchester mag.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
And they're worried about bottleneck guns being unsafe?
Well, a 4570, okay, is not legal in Delaware. All their straight wall pistol cartridges are. Huh?
I didn't know that.
Neither is my 450 Marlin, because the case length is too long.
Oh, oh, oh.
They're using the old micrometer trick to, but those are about the only two. The 400 Legend just became legal, and all the pistol calibers are legal, and the 350 and the 400 and the 450 Bushmaster and all the popular straight wall cartridges, but the big boys like 45-70 and the 450 Marlin are not legal. So I can't take my straight wall to Delaware if I wanted to hunt. I have to use a shotgun or a muzzleloader. How about that?
We've got too much government, my friend.
I agree.
And it's our fault, because we put our sportsmen's clubs all by the wayside, various factions, and you know, we have our friends with a professional bow hunter society who spent the entire Pennsylvania treasury fighting compound bows, and they won't talk to anybody else.
Right.
And the sportsmen groups are not together.
Nope.
And we all have a common goal, and we're going to lose it. We're going to lose it if we don't do something.
You are preaching to the choir, my friend. I've been in that world. I was in that world with the Maryland Hunting Coalition for 5 years. And we had unanimity on Sunday hunting, and I think we had 13 different stakeholder groups that signed on with us on Sunday hunting. And there was grumbling in the ranks, and Western Maryland now has its own coalition, the five Western counties. Hopefully they're doing well. But, you know, They do pay attention to their sportsman's club in the five Western counties in Maryland. I can tell you that. Carroll, Frederick, Washington, Allegheny, and Garrett counties. And, you know, there's, I think, 60-some clubs in that coalition over there, which is good. I talked to the guy that runs Washington County, Joe, the other day about an issue that somebody wanted to rent one of the clubs for an event. And Joe went to work for me, and that was good. You know, it was all good. So, you know, they will work with you, but, you know, you got to know the right people, because the clubs themselves are very small, close-knit groups, and, you know, you walk a delicate line with some of them. That's it, you know?
Well, you know, and you were talking the other day about the people with kayaks and the horsey people and the bicycle people.
Mm-hmm.
And they demand to have a say in what happens in the game commission lands.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the game commission lands were bought by the sportsmen.
Well, same thing in Maryland. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have a stake in it.
Nope.
And yet they have a say in what goes on. I had a guy talking about spring gobbler hunting in Maryland, and he's all set up, and there comes a bunch of lunatics on bicycles riding through where he was hunting.
That happens, yep.
Hikers, what on earth is going on?
Hikers, bikers, backpackers, kayakers, and bird watchers. That's my little riff on it, yeah. Well, let me tell you something. Back when, and we got to get to our break here shortly, so I'll let you go, but... Yeah, that's all right. But not this last time they raised hunting license fees, but the time they tried to raise them many years ago, they hadn't been raised in 20-some years, and part of that legislation was to charge a user fee for land purchased by restoration dollars. So,
yeah.
Wildlife restoration dollars, and a lot of public lands here were, okay? Well, the whole thing got kicked out because we fought each other as hunters, okay? People publicly come out, people in position publicly come out, I don't think this is, you know, and we killed ourselves. We killed ourselves, you know, and there were friendships and relationships that were fractured because of negative things that were said about each other in the hunting community. You can't do that. You get behind a cause and you unite behind it and you go for it for the, you know, for the benefit of the for the benefit of the sport. I don't like to call hunting a sport, but you know what I'm talking about. So.
Oh yeah.
All right. Listen, my friend, gotta let you go.
Off to the break.
Off to the break. Yep. Gotta pay the bills.
My friend. Jeff,
you take care. All right. Thanks. How about that? Hey, you know, friends at Backyard Billy's, they have more stuff in Backyard Billy's backyard than you will ever be able to shake a stick at. You know, summer's here and rolling towards Labor Day. So why not take a look at Backyard Billy's and check out the complete selection of tables and chairs, including about 1,000 Adirondack chairs in stock. It's made out of poly, whatever stuff is. And they've got hardwood furniture, too, patio furniture. They got tables and chairs, a lot of picnic tables and chairs. The Adirondack chairs, you can get a glider in Adirondack style. You can get swivel Adirondacks. They're pretty cool stuff. And in Backyard Billy's backyard, you'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and pergolas and, as I mentioned before, chicken coops and dog kennels and greenhouses and a lot of sheds with free delivery and setup within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And again, the showroom, the grills, Big Green Egg, the giant assortment of outdoor fire pits. On that same side of the building, you'll see the fireplace inserts and the freestanding wooden pellet stove. So they've got great looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is and continues to be the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in our region. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. Well, there's the music. So whatever spots we have remaining, we will play if we come into the next show. But now it's time to say get out, stay safe. Remember, faith, family, friends, freedom. Cherish them all in different ways. Love the Lord with all your heart. Love your family. Hug your family. Hold them close. Embrace your freedom. Love your friends. We'll be right back.